Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you by our longtime friends and supporters, Squarespace. Whether you need a landing page, a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, it's all included with your Squarespace website. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the offer code DOUGDOUG to get 10% off your first purchase. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name's Doug, and I love movies.
This is
Oh, shit. Some of you are so high right now, even on the ground floor. We're coming to you once again from the Wilbur Theater in Boston, Massachusetts. It's Saturday, May 28th, 2016. Let me see some name tags, Beantown. Oh, goodness. This is crazy. Apologies to the mezzanine and the balcony, because there's a shit ton of name tags on the floor. That Children of Ben one freaked me out when I saw it on Twitter. That's a pretty disturbing poster. Show everybody. Look at that shit. Okay, put him down. I don't even know why I ask. It's at a show like this. I've seen a lot of them on Twitter already, and I know your enthusiasm from previous experience. Doug Plugs, I'm happy to announce that Doug Loves Movies will be right back here in this very venue, the Wilbur Theater, on Saturday, October 8th at 4:20. I assume it won't be balls hot when you're outside waiting to get in, but they got the air conditioning fired up today, so it feels like everybody should be comfortable. And if you want to, the tickets went on sale just now. So if you go to the box office of this theater right after this show,
or at any point between now and October 8th, there's no service fees if you buy it at the box office of the Wilbur. So that saves you like $6 or $7. Fucking Ticketmaster. And $6 or $7 for them to just print out a ticket. That sucks. And yeah, and also obviously you'll get a shot at, you'll get better seats. Those of you who aren't up front this time, no one else is going to know about this until this podcast is released tomorrow. So so buy your tickets today or tomorrow if you can. Monday night, Douglas Movies is back at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. I'm doing a bunch of stuff at the Limestone Comedy Festival next weekend in Bloomington, Indiana. My mom calls it Bloomies. And Doug Loves Movies is back in Los Angeles at Meltdown Comics on Monday, June 5th at 4:20. And for those of you who are wondering what happened to the Doug Loves Movies from St. Louis last Wednesday, it was a bit of a disaster. But I know people love to hear the train wreck episodes. So we're going to put it on sale for $2 on iTunes in the comedy album section in about a week to 10 days. So some people might buy it with no idea how it's not an awful episode. Some really funny stuff happened, but there was some carnage. Now it's time for Not for Emetophobes. The very first scene of Neighbors 2 is not for Emetophobes. The rest of the movie, you're golden, but, I mean, unless you get grossed out by tampons. Let's take a look in the prize bag, you guys. I was at a thing called the Hangout Music Festival last weekend, and somebody was giving away these Mistin fans where... you can fan yourself, but it's also you can fill it with water and spray and fan yourself at the same time. That's pretty genius. I can't believe I haven't seen an infomercial for that yet. Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. A cookie from my hotel. A peacemaker pipe, a rubber pipe that's very good for getting through situations where metal's not allowed. And from my personal VHS collection. A Comedy Central Presents compilation reel. So it's like 20 minutes of moments from Comedy Central Presents. I don't know why I have it. I think it might be something they send out to the comics like, here's what we want you to do when you come on. Talk into that microphone and be funny. And an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Entitled Reptile Boy. So all of that is in this Brookstone bag because I had to go to Brookstone recently. Yeah, I said it the way I meant to. Had to go to Brookstone. It was the only place in the mall that had headphones and I fucking needed headphones. Had a headphone emergency, you guys. Let's get my guests out here. Yeah. For a very Boston episode of the show, please give a big warm welcome to Josh Brown, Matt Myra, and Mark Wahlberg.
he's very handsome in person.
I know, right? This is your first time on the show together.
Together, yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh my God, I just got pierced by those blue eyes.
I love it. He waits. He doesn't speak until spoken to. We got to meet the guest sitting directly to my left with a big glass of beer in his lap.
Hello.
Because this dude...
You got fans?
Someone loves me already.
It's holy shit.
I think it's my wife, really.
My wife! All right, settle down, wife. Don't you be yelling out answers to him and shit. But here's the deal. Josh is on this stage with us because he lives in the Boston area, and I had an auction on the Pardcastathon, Jimmy Pardo's Pardcastathon, where the money goes to a great cause. It's called Smile Train. And how much did you, what was your winning bid, Josh, if you don't mind repeating it out loud?
It was a lot.
Can you not say? I mean, especially with the wife here, because you know you probably need that money.
Yeah, she might not know how much it is.
Oh, really?
That could be a problem.
Well, let me really quickly ask her. How much do you think he spent? She doesn't even want to know. You really don't want to know. I'll tell you this. It costs $250 to fix for the surgery to fix a child in a third world country's cleft palate. That's what Smile Train does, is they fix children's fucked up palates so they can have a normal life instead of having a crazy messed up face. And it costs $250 per surgery. And thanks to our new friend, Josh Brown, 20 kids are going to get a new face. Just keep saying to yourself, it's tax deductible.
Deductible. 501c3, that's all.
Yeah, make sure you need a big tax deduction at the end of this year because you already have one.
That's right.
And thank you for doing that.
Of course, my pleasure.
What's your job in life? What do?
I sell toilets.
Whoa.
You must sell a lot of toilets.
I sell a lot of toilets. Oh, yeah, yeah. My family owns a company, Metropolitan Pipe in Cambridge, Mass. And
go to Metropolitan Pipe if you want your toilets sounding great.
Oh. So I
and if your toilet's face is messed up, they'll fix it. Well, that is awesome that you could afford to do that, and thanks for being a fan of the show. I'm told you've never been to a taping, but you've heard it, obviously.
Yeah, I wanted these seats to the
show. You know what to do.
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think he's going to be a great guest, you guys.
I feel good.
Also joining us here on stage for, I think, the second time in Boston.
Yeah.
Or maybe third, second one?
Don't remember.
Yeah. Because we see each other out in California all the time and random spots. But it's Matt Myra, everybody.
Hello.
I figured if I said to you, you want to go do the show in Boston, mm-hmm. you'd be up for it if you had the time.
Yes.
You always like to visit.
I love coming back.
He hails from Lowell, Mass.
Yeah. Wicked awesome. Lowell Spinners, single A ball club for the Sox. Yankees do suck, you are right. In case you were wondering, David Ortiz hit a home run in the ninth inning. They are up by one run right now.
I love that they care that much about a game that they blew off to be here. But sometimes, you know, it's too many options. In the St. Louis show on Wednesday, there were some Blues fans that came to the show anyway, even though they were playing a crucial game. And then we all got the news that they lost while my show was going on.
Wow.
So that was another thing that did not help.
Doug,
with
if I wanted to hear that show and I had $2, could I get that show?
You can, as long as you're willing to wait 7 to 10 days and have to deal with iTunes. You can also get it at douglovesmovies.com if you want to do it that way. And also joining us on stage is the one and only Mark Wahlberg.
How you guys doing? You doing good?
The man does not speak until the room is silent.
I'm like a substitute teacher. I'll wait all fucking day for you kids.
That is true. The substitutes usually have to wait a long time for the kids to stop cheering their appearance.
I'll just fucking stand there. I'll tap the board and I'll be like, eyes up here, eyes up here. And then I crush.
What you doing in Boston, my friend?
The fuck aren't I doing here, motherfucker? This is my hometown. I'm bringing this up. You know, actually, I'm actually starting an unofficial Dorchester Day. It's tomorrow. Let's fucking do it.
Mark,
everybody bring their own rock, and we just throw it at Buicks when they drive by.
kind of steps on Memorial Day, Mark.
Fuck that shit, dude. They can have Monday. We're taking Sunday. I don't see what the problem is.
I appreciate everybody here taking a few hours out of your Memorial Day weekend to, I guess it's pretty hot out there, so it's nice to be inside, but...
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you walk around in that jacket outside. That's fucking sweaty.
The weather changes for me, dude.
So, Mark, what did you bring for the prize bag today?
I brought some fucking great gifts.
Okay, let's hear about them.
These are brain teasers.
What?
They're like little fucking tricks that magicians do and shit.
It doesn't seem like that'd be something you'd be into.
I'm giving it away because I'm not fucking into it. I don't need this shit. Why would I let the... I'm the one that does the teasing. They don't fucking tease me.
I'm the one that teases.
And then this. I brought this out of spite. It's a glow-in-the-dark axe. And the only reason I bought it is because Donnie wanted it so bad. And I was like, I'll buy it, Donnie. I'll buy it for you. And then I brought it here.
It's a glow axe, and there's just a child like, I'm holding an axe!
Yeah, that child ain't fucking around, Doug.
This kid's ready for questions.
Yeah.
Axe it's like, me anything?
It's like if they Game of Thrones met an EDM festival.
I think you can get that at the Lizzie Borden House gift shop. Local reference.
Also got a warning that if you're under 3, you might choke on it. But four-year-olds can swallow it down.
That's also a warning I give every woman.
I don't know how to feel about that joke.
Seems like an unspoken. Woman.
And it says it lasts for hours. You know how axes
I give that warning
stop.
Too.
Oh, I'm so confused by these brain teasers. I'm going to put them away. Matt, what do you got for the bag, buddy?
Well, Doug, I was walking around this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing you're going to get is $20 to Dunkin' Donuts. It's right there. And then the second thing you're going to get is a whole set of Cheers magnets.
Whoa.
Yeah. You got Norm, you got Cliff, you got season 2 cast picture. It's got Coach in it, guys.
Coach is fucking legit.
This is some pre-Woody shit right here.
Yeah. And there's one more on the bottom, Doug. It's got the Cheers logo on the back. Do you see that? Yeah.
It's very nice.
Four magnets,
you guys. In one package.
I was going to bring a gift card to Wahlburgers, and I was like, fuck you, spend your money there. You think you're fucking better than me? You need free fucking burgers? Fuck you. Get the Thanksgiving burger. It's my favorite.
Was that a turkey patty?
Fuck it is, dude.
Nice.
Paul makes that shit good, bro. Nice.
And Josh, as if he hasn't given enough, has brought a whole bag full of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the winner tonight is going to get 2 bags.
First of all, we benefit by not having to look at 20 weird kids.
I do what I can. All right. So I mean, I'm a real shill for my own company.
You said first of all, and that was the only, that was it.
Well, second of all, you got this stuff.
Sure, there's more things. So I've got some Metropolitan Pipe koozies.
Oh, okay.
What we've got.
Yeah, let's get more references to Metropolitan
Pipe. When you were growing up, was your dad like, son, we lay pipe for a living?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've also got a Metropolitan Pipe t-shirt.
Oh!
Thanks, be careful.
That's amazing. If you give me one of those shirts, I will wear it the next time I'm on at midnight.
Oh, I'm totally...
Yeah.
Give me that shirt back.
This might not... I don't know what size that is.
Oh. All right. If you need another one, I'll
It's happening.
You know. Yeah. I've also got Metropolitan Pipe golf balls.
Whoa!
You know what, dude? If you want me to, I'll cut a fucking promo for your business right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I want that. Hang on.
Why don't you come on down to Metropolitan Pipe? We'll never get sick of taking your shit.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah. I know you don't usually do a second take, but you kind of stumbled through
that
one.
Okay, let's do another one, okay? You know why? I know why I fucked it up. Look good, feel good.
Oh, shit. You forgot to get ready.
Feel good.
Okay, say it again.
Hey, how about you come on down to Metro... No, you need to shut
the
fuck up.
What are you doing? The man is acting.
Put your hand in the air and punch yourself. All right, ready? Here we go. Come on down to Metropolitan Pipe. Maybe you didn't know this. We can handle your shit.
Little rewrite. He rewrote it a little bit.
Fucking improv, bro. I'll no-and that shit all day.
Mark, you've taken improv classes?
Fuck yeah. I'm the best. Every time we get an improv scene, I'm like, who brought the fucking guns? And then I just fucking shoot everybody. And I play a cop all the time.
Every scene.
Every fucking scene, dude.
Cop improv. It's like cop rock. It needs to be canceled immediately.
Buckle up. We got some more branded merch.
Oh, there's plenty more. So I know it's 95
I'm feeling like
out.
It's less generous how much stuff you brought if everything says Met Pipe on it.
Nah, I'm going to finish strong. I'm going to
finish
strong. Okay,
you finish strong, you guys.
I know it's 95 degrees, but I have a Met Pipe winter hat in case anybody needs that.
You don't want your pipes hat. To freeze. If they do, call Met Pipe.
Now, I've also got two universal shower heads from in case anybody needs a new shower head.
One's a little bit, one's like kind of plain wrapper, like a black market shower head. But this one's real, real nice.
Doug, that's some quality shit. That's a Delta.
Oh, yeah.
And a Kohler.
It's a fucking Kohler, man. With
that's
a Kohler
what we sell
and
at Delta.
It's got a
so at Met Pipe, you got quality merch?
That's right.
Now, I have a question here, and I'm just thinking about the lonely people. Are those detachable?
I didn't bring those, no.
Dude, there's nothing like taking a detachable shower head on your undercarriage and enjoying yourself.
And I've got one last one. It's a signed copy of a Blu-ray of Beer Fest.
Signed by Josh Brown?
Signed by Josh Brown.
Josh Brown signed this, you guys.
That's some prize bag.
Yeah, I managed to get everything into one bag, though, so you only have to leave with one bag.
I don't nice. Feel bad about taking this T-shirt now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It wouldn't have fit in the bag.
Yeah, that's no, right. it all fit perfectly once you took the T-shirt, so... We'll just leave that other bag on the floor like it's about right. to shoot a scene in American Beauty. thanks for bringing all that stuff, you guys. And I just want to ask you a couple things before we get into the game portion of the show. Starting with, let's start with Matt.
Yep.
Do you know, let's do your MDB instead of... IMDb. Do you know the top four things you're known for according to IMDb?
I think there might
currently?
Be four things I did. So I'm gonna
so
guess.
Just list them off. Just list
Ready?
The four things you've done.
It's got to be Attack of the Show.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
Yeah. At Midnight.
Number two.
Nerdist on BBC America.
Number three.
Fucking run that table, bro.
Hang on. Number four is probably a Comic-Con special.
No, it's also the Nerdist.
Two seasons. We had two seasons. It was a good show.
Yeah, that's cool. And Mark Wahlberg, do you want to take a shot at what your top four are? There's a lot of movies to choose from, obviously.
How do you choose four?
You don't, dude.
You don't really. Don't. And the answer might surprise some people.
Rockstar?
No.
Okay.
That would have been surprising if that was one of the top four things that you're known for. No offense.
They throw B Nights up there?
Big Boogie Nights is number one, dude.
Fucking A it is, dude.
Yeah.
It's American fucking classic. I heard the director of that didn't make another movie after that.
Not true.
Pretty sure it's fucking
true. He's made a lot of good stuff.
Paulie T.
He's made some really good movies.
I doubt it. Okay, let's see. Transformers?
No.
I mean, we literally could do this all night.
Yeah, you got a lot of credits, but just try two more times and we'll see how many you get out of four. So far, Matt has four.
It'd be great if the fourth one... Is the fourth one Four Brothers?
No.
Fuck, dude. Contraband. The Departed.
No.
The Other Guys. I Heart Huckabees.
No.
The Happening.
No.
Two Guns?
Renaissance Man.
No.
I swear to God, if one of these is like a documentary about Donnie and I'm just featured in it, that he made himself on a fucking Galaxy 2.
What about
Wahlburgers?
Entourage?
Wahlburgers?
Yeah.
Entourage?
Ted 2.
It's the guy who's like, you've got a lot of feature film credits.
I know. They're so all classics.
They can go all feature films on you.
Well, Entourage was a feature film, lest we forget.
What would you say? Yeah. What would you say if I said they should have only listed one movie?
Boogie Nights.
I was trying to get you to say Lone Survivor.
Fuck yeah.
And then for your fourth one, for some reason they went with Prisoners.
Why? Oh, I mean, because I produced it?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
All right. Well, you know what? It's just the hits.
Mark, what was the last movie you saw?
You know what I fucking saw to put me in the mood to come back home? I saw The Finest Hours. Those fucking kids fighting waves up in the fucking Cape.
That's good. That's what happened in that movie.
It is fucking true. They got the kid who cries a lot from Star Trek.
You got Chris Pine.
I don't know what his fucking name is.
Chris Pine.
Whatever his fucking name is. Him and the Hulk.
Him and the Hulk. Mark Ruffalo.
No, the other fucking Hulk. No, the other fucking Hulk.
Lou Ferrigno.
No.
I'm out of Hulks.
He was the Australian.
Eric Bana. Eric Bana.
It is fucking Eric Bana.
It's like side games are breaking out on my show.
Name the top four
Let's
Hulks.
Let's do a side quiz.
They're so mad, too, because they wanted to call that movie something else. They're like, can we call it The Perfect Storm? And I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Well, that was my next question was going to be, doesn't that movie just feel like a remake of Perfect Storm, or is it about two different incidents?
No, it's a different era.
No, you got Cassandra Affleck fucking running around on a broken boat. It's fucking great.
I love the answer. It's a different era. Like being in a boat out in the ocean is like, oh, it's filled with so many period details.
It's different things at your disposal.
Yeah,
hey, that's true. All right, Matt, what was the last thing you saw?
Last thing I watched at home movie wise was Running Down a Dream, the Tom Petty documentary.
Sounds like we got some old people in the audience.
The Peter Bogdanovich directed, I'm going to throw this on. And then I paused it and there was 3.5 hours left. And I was like, I guess I'm all in on this Tom Petty thing.
And you watched all of it.
I watched all of it over two sittings.
Yeah. And loved it.
I did. It was great.
Are there really long passages of music? Is that why it's so long?
There are songs. There are full performances. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of interesting stuff. And then about his first band, Mudcrutch, which I thought that was interesting. And then I was like, they played a song. And I was like, holy shit, that sounds like fucking Vampire Weekend. But it was from 1974. And then, like, The next day, I went online and just typed in Tom Petty into Ticketmaster, and Mudcrutch has reunited. And they're touring right now. Go see Mudcrutch, everybody.
All right. Do you insist?
I do. You're welcome.
Can your nickname from now on be Mudcrutch?
Sure can.
Because that just fits in perfectly. Matt Mudcrutch Myra.
Love it. Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome. Josh, what was the last movie you saw, man?
You know what? I was really hoping that I was going to be able to see some type of movie that came out recently, but I just came back from Ireland on Wednesday.
Duh, so, this guy fucking brags constantly.
Sorry, I'm country dropping.
They got a lot of shitter troubles over there.
They do. Yeah. So the last movie I watched on a plane, it was Juno.
Oh, all right.
It was a good movie.
That's a fun plane watch.
Yeah, right.
You had a library of movies, and you chose Juno?
Well, it was the fourth movie out of four movies that I had watched.
So that made it the last movie he's seen.
That was the last one, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Before that, Star Force Force Awakens was on there.
It's a great plane movie.
Yeah. It is.
That is a really good plane movie.
Yeah, I can watch that shit over and over again. Yeah. I've seen Deadpool like 10 times now on planes.
My favorite, for a long time, my favorite plane movie was Age of Ultron because it was so fast-forwardable. Fuck it. That movie is so good if you give me fast-forward.
If you can move it along when
it
needs
to be. If I can move
it
along at my pace, that is the best Marvel movie ever made.
There's a couple scenes when Captain America Civil War is playing on planes. There's a couple scenes where I'll go take a shit or a nap.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I love it. I love most of it. Like,
I thought
it was
great.
It's really good.
I thought it was great.
But there's a couple parts where you could go to the bathroom. What's that, Mark?
I turned it down.
Which character did they want you to play?
They wanted me to voice that little fucking robot, Johnny Number 5 or whatever the fuck his name is.
I really, Mark, I gotta be honest, I thought you were gonna say you turned down the part of the war.
That's true. I've turned down the ocean in 3 fucking movies.
Am I missing something? Is there a robot in it?
In Ultron? Isn't there a fucking robot?
Yeah, but no, we're talking about the new one. Civil War.
I'm on my own level, bro. Civil War was all right. Can I ask a serious fucking question about that movie?
Please.
No, this is fucking hardcore. No one can fucking answer this for me.
Go.
They do a big fucking fight. Spoiler alert. It's called War. Fuck yourself. Go see it. They do a big fucking fight, right?
Yep.
The whole fight. Who's fighting that super ripped Barney looking motherfucker? Nobody. That dude doesn't fight anybody the whole fight. Like, he just fucking stands there? Did anyone else think this at all? Okay.
I think he's just, you know, Vision is very powerful, and he understands this, so he doesn't want to really...
So what, the fight starts, and he's like, I'm over here. You guys fucking do your thing.
Yeah, he's like, if you really need me, I'll be over here staring
he doesn't want to hurt anybody.
At Scarlet Witch is, you know...
Yeah. You know, there's people he likes are on the wrong side.
By the way, her accent in that movie, Scarlet Witch's accent in that movie, is so off and on. It's insane. It's the worst accent I've seen in a movie.
Not, she's a fucking spy, bro. She can slip in and out of whatever fucking accent she wants. It's all part of the
character.
I stand
corrected by Mark Wahlberg. She's a fucking spy, bro.
I think he's thinking that the Scarlet Witch is Scarlett Johansson. So.
Oh.
She was a spy.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you're getting your characters mixed up there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, and now he's taking a call.
Wait, why does Mark Wahlberg have an iPhone 4S? What?
You know why?
What is happening, Mark?
I have 2 phones.
Oh.
That one is for contacting normal people. I have a nice new phone for contacting famous people. With the normal people phone, I just recast Scarlett Johansson as the Scarlet Witch. So I'm fucking right, people.
I can't argue with that, Doug.
I'm Mark, not even gonna try.
I still have a pager too, but that's none of your business.
Speaking of trying things, I tried to see X-Men Apocalypto today, and I mean, I wanted to see Apocalypse now. I was psyched about it, and went down here to the street to the Lowe's, and in the lobby, the snack bar, the ticket thing, it was all pretty mellow, you know, but I got there right when it was going to start. And I go into the theater, and the theater's packed. The 11:30 a.m. showing for a 2-hour-and-16-minute movie, plus 20 minutes of fucking trailers that show the entirety of the other movies that are coming out this summer. And And I'm sitting there, and right behind me, I just hear like a little peep every once in a while. And I turn around and look, and there's like a five-year-old kid with his dad, and dad is fast asleep. Like, I wanted to call social services. Like, this fucking guy's going to put this kid through this movie that'll surely maybe torment him. I don't know. I don't know where kids are at these days with all the shit they see, watching Walking Dead in their living rooms. But because it's PG-13, but it's just intense and has a lot of, like, long story short.
You sure?
We'll see. We'll find out. No, it's a pretty short story because it only took about 10 minutes into the movie. First of all, the very first scene of the movie, it was so boring, I couldn't believe it. And then it got into some better stuff. Jennifer Lawrence shows up. And so the movie suddenly has some mystique again. And
that is a professional.
And the little kid, he makes an occasional peep. So I'm kind of, you know, shooting looks like, what's going to go on with this? What's going to happen? How's this kid going to endure this thing? When's his dad going to wake up? 10 minutes into the movie, at most, the kid starts singing Jingle Bells.
I love this fucking kid. Also, Doug, for the record, movies. Babysitting kids in Boston for 100 years.
Yeah, so yeah, dad thought this is a good chance for me to get some shut-eye while my kid watches this movie, and the kid's singing Jingle Bells, so I turn and give him a little shh. And this is where it gets really good. You're right, I probably was more like shh. It's probably a meaner shush than that. But the kid goes, you shut up.
Fucking A, right, he fucking does! That's fucking Boston, Doug! That's fucking Boston! That's right.
Welcome to the hub, bitch. Fuck yeah. I hope that kid looked at you and was like, you think you're better than me? Go fuck yourself.
Well, and because I'm bad with confrontations in movie theaters while the movie's in progress, I said, what?
You fucking heard me.
And then he goes, shut your fat mouth.
To which his dad opened one eye and went,
way to fucking go, son.
So I got up, and because this, you know, no offense to the Lowe's chain necessarily,
sure.
But I, you know, movie theaters, Alamo, Drafthouse, Arclight, there's movie theaters popping up everywhere that are spoiling me by saying, you know, if someone's really talking during the movie, we will do something about
right.
it. But you walk out into the lobby at this place, you
nothing.
Can't even find an employee.
You're at Boston Common Lowe's, brother. There's nothing happening in that fucking lobby.
Fuck yeah, dude.
If that kid's talking to you, you fucking deserved it.
Fuck yeah, dude. If you came up to me, I'd be like, what's your problem? And then you tell me the story. I'm like, have you tried fighting the kid?
Well, did you look at him? What the fuck did you look at him for?
Seriously.
Was he in front of you? Oh, you turned around to look at him. You expect him to say nothing?
Yep.
Either break a fucking
ball. Sir,
get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Take your fucking movie-watching attitude to Los Angeles.
Yep. Yeah.
At the very
Dodges
least.
Dodges suck.
At the very least, break a fucking bottle and show it to somebody that works. Or take an old school cap to a Gatorade, the metal kind, put it in the center of your hand and fucking smack the person.
You know, yeah. Mark, we're talking about a 5-year-old.
All right, Nantucket Nectus.
Perfect.
Matt Meyer, you better be careful. You're going to work your way into a fucking buddy cop movie with
That's
me.
That's right.
So I said, I'm going to get you to shut up something to that effect, and got up and left knowing I wasn't going to find anybody or do anything. But I at least went, because the dad was seemed to come. He was
you
coming around at this
You can't say that
point.
In this atmosphere. That kid probably thought you were going to get a gun.
I just, you know, I said something, you know, and just got up and left. And then, but I was, you know, I went and saw another movie and with a crowd of like 7 or 8 people. So I guess they're really into their tent poles on opening weekend around here. Neighbors 2 did not get such a good turnout, which is fine. I was fine with that, and I wanted to see Neighbors 2, and I was only fuming a little bit because I was excited about Apocalypse.
Do you
but...
feel like you're never going to see it now?
What?
Are you going to go back to try and see it somewhere else?
Yeah, I will. I might skip out the first few minutes because I couldn't believe how boring the first few minutes were. But it's just a sequence that doesn't involve any of the characters we know, and it's like a disaster movie kind of sequence. It's just sort of like, why would I care about any of this? Because it hasn't been set up at all. It's just suddenly there's some sort of disaster that happened a long time ago. But I guess we'll find out later in the movie why they show it.
Well, you're never going to know because that fucking asshole kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm never going to watch that movie. No, so, but the thing is Neighbors 2 is considerably shorter. So I was like, I could not, my curiosity, I just could not drop the idea that it was a packed theater. I couldn't have been the only person that didn't want a kid singing Jingle Bells. So I went back and the movie was still going, dad and son were gone.
Fuck yeah, dude, you won.
Oh,
I might have, I don't know.
No, because you played that perfect move. I do this shit all the time. You look at somebody and you go, stay right here. I'll be back in 2 fucking minutes. And then you never come back. And then you never come back.
Yeah, Matt almost ran off the show. Don't do that.
I told him to stay.
Did you see what he said to me? I got to go.
It's the best, though, because then they sit there for another hour being like, this fucker's coming back at any time. He probably went to go get other people. What the fuck is happening? You scared the shit out of that little kid.
And then there's a running gag through Neighbors 2 where Seth Rogen and what's her name, Rose Byrne, they're like 2 or 3 year old. Their 2 year old has turned a corner and just says no to them, everything they ask him to do. It was totally like that, like that kid. So kids suck. Is the bottom line. But I already had the nerve to be concerned about that kid because 5 is not old enough for a PG-13, right?
Well, I mean, he had his parental guidance there.
He did. He had,
which is only a suggestion.
He had his sleep master with him. Yeah, it is just a suggestion, but that's where I get frustrated with the violence, the kinds of violence they have in PG-13 movies, because I like bloodshed.
Yeah,
very much.
Right,
because it's cool to look at, but it also depicts it realistically. So at least it's, even though it's gratuitous sometimes, it's still like it's showing that there are consequences.
Yeah.
Whereas these PG-13 superhero movies, they just throw each other against walls really hard constantly, which you cannot do in real life. That would hurt. That would cause irreparable damage, unless you're Mark Wahlberg. Like, you're not in any, except for Transformers, I don't think you're in any, like, action movies that are PG or PG-13. Like, it's, they show the violence as it is in your movies, right?
Yeah, we keep it real. I mean, I said numerous times, Lone Survivor, real ammo.
Mark,
so, no, you're right. We don't
can't have real ammo.
Shit.
You can't be shooting a real gun on set.
Okay, use that past tense, because it already fucking happened.
No,
and
you're
that is
right,
not
dude.
A real gun you whip out in Boogie Nights.
Yes, it is a real fucking gun. And it never shoots blanks.
He actually had to put on a prosthetic of a smaller dick.
Yeah. No, I've said this too. They shot that scene, the camera's 75 feet away, just so people would believe it.
They did a reverse of the Zolly shot in Jaws. Just to make it look smart. Forget it.
Wow. I bet his name tag has something to do with Jaws. Because he was way too happy for that reference. Let's get right into it, you guys. Let's let the games begin.
Fuck yeah.
Whoa, look at all these name tags.
Boston brought a lot of name tags. And especially the people up front, I think. But can we get the house lights up a little bit to see the see all this stuff? See what's going on in the balcony and the little bit more? Can it get brighter in here? And while they get their name tags, we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Our buddies at Squarespace, we love Squarespace. Whether you need a landing page, a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, it's all included with your Squarespace website. It's so easy. Creating your website with Squarespace is a simple, intuitive process. You can add and arrange your content and features with the click of a mouse. Free custom domain. Squarespace makes adding a domain to your site simple. If you sign up for a year, you'll receive a custom domain for free for a year. Beautiful templates. Design a best-in-class online store with Squarespace's award-winning templates, customizable settings, and more, all without a single plugin. Seamless commerce tools. From nationally recognized brands to your favorite local shops, Squarespace is trusted by hundreds of thousands of savvy shop owners around the world, including all the tools you need to track inventory, process orders, and send custom emails in one intuitive interface. Squarespace Commerce allows you to understand every aspect of your business. Don't forget customer support. Squarespace offers 24/7 customer support. Every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. No matter how technical your problem or trivial seeming your question, one of their team is always online to assist you. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase. That's D-O-U-G, Doug, at squarespace.com. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back! And Matt has got all the donuts. Oh, man, that's a lot of donuts.
Ding dong. Hey, Mom, the donut delivery guy is here.
Holy crap. All right, well, maybe put it all down on the stage before it all falls out of your hands. Because that is a quite a leaning stack of donuts.
Yeah, let me just take a look.
Oh, those are good. Oh, yeah.
Doug, I'm just taking a look at all the donuts we got here.
We got a lot of donuts.
Oh, boy. Hang on, someone ate half of these.
Someone took a bite out of some of them? What's this? Is this called like a Simpsons donut? It's kind of like it. I can't see the balcony when the lights are down, but I'm going to try.
Does anybody want a donut? Doug, I figured it out. These people want donuts. Guess what's going to happen?
It's so inconvenient for you guys to get these on your way here because there's hardly any Dunkin' Donuts in this town.
Good catch.
Throw them to people that want them. Where's a big name tag? Somebody hold up a big name tag. I want to hit a big one.
This is also a good one. Country.
That Ex Machina one right there.
Put it up.
Did I hit the floor? Did it go frosting first? Are you okay? You good? Coconut munchkin! What did you do today? You want a Boston cream?
All right, you guys. We got to wrap this up.
Hang on. I'm not going to throw the Boston cream. It's got cream. Oh, come on!
Fucking eat it.
It's good. You got a 5-second rule on that. All right, guys, periodically throughout the show, I will be throwing out donuts.
What a day. I've had so many dreams like this. That you blow also up doll was there. Mark Wahlberg was there. All these donuts.
You also got a 30 for 30?
Well, the guy gave it to me and said, give that to Doug.
This is for me? I haven't seen any of them. This is a lot of them? First three?
Oh, have you really never seen? They're awesome.
The first 30 are in here.
Nice.
Oh,
all right,
boy.
Thanks, dude.
I feel like I should have a donut. That's Mark. 340 calories. I know that because I read the sign. I'm going to go French color 280. Here we go.
All right. You don't have to talk us through the whole process, Mark.
No, no.
Who are you playing for, Mark? Look at this thing. It's the DePadded.
I'm playing for a dude named Ed.
Is the guy who made it, is his name Pat or Ted?
Ed. It's just Ed, I think.
Or Depp.
I think it's the.
What's your name, guy who made that? Pat? Okay, it's Pat.
Fucking A, dude. The fucking Depart.
I guess that makes sense. He wouldn't take the R out if his name was Ted. You could still say Depart Ted.
But great job. That's a really amazing poster. Matt, who are you playing for?
Joe and Fred's Excellent Adventure. Am I playing for Joe and Fred? Yep. They're playing for Joe and Fred right there.
Teamwork.
They made a great poster. Mark Wahlberg's on it. You see it right there, Mark. Pretty
fuck
cool,
hey,
right?
Dude.
I'm on that. Ed Asner's on there.
Jeff Tate.
Doug's in a moon. Jeff Tate's in there. What a time. What a time to be alive. So many donuts.
Josh, what do you got?
I just want to say on Matt's, it says donuts fly when you're having fun. Under Joe and Fred's Excellent Adventure.
Holy shit.
They changed the tagline.
This is... I might have to
those
eat another one.
Those are some fans of the show. Wait, let's give them some donuts. Where are they? Where are the guys that made that one?
Yeah! Oh, wait, is that jelly?
This
Doug?
One's got shit in the middle. I throw those extra hard. If they have filling, I really want it to explode when it hits the person's hands.
For the listener at home, there's literally 6 dozen fucking donuts on the stage. And for the listener in the room right now, I will be hosting a cardio session after the show. For all of you people making mistakes right now. Oh, by the way, for the bar really quick. Sorry, Doug. Can I get a Jack and Coke medium rare? Jack and Coke. Please.
I don't know what the medium rare part means.
But... I don't. You know what? We cannot exist on the same level of drink ordering Mark Wahlberg does.
That's why your number's in my normal person phone.
Hang on. It's an honor just to be there.
This one's really messy.
Oh. Hey.
Almost went right into her cleavage.
Hang on. Somebody brought wet naps, so... Yeah, hang on. There's a wet nap situation on one of these lids.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
I'm going to bring this over to you.
I need one.
That's somebody
that thanks for
ahead.
The wet nap.
All right.
Why can't
on.
We do the same
which
sort of
which is something
deal?
I say after sex.
Doug, I don't understand why we can't do the same sort of thing at shows just with like Ziploc bags of protein shakes.
Well, that could become a thing if people bring healthy snacks and they get up onto the stage. I'll throw those out too.
Fuck yeah.
I think I'm sweating from being around this much sugar.
Also, just so you know, if you keep giving away free food at your shows, Donnie will start showing up.
And this is a blow up. Who brought this up here?
That was attached to some fucking donut holes. I went back there because two girls each showed one tit.
It's okay.
Okay.
So read the back. Check out the tramp stamp on the back. For shitheads, see shithole. And then it points to the butthole. And then you got to reach in there. Pull out a note.
That is
Fantastic.
Who's Denny Chin? Yeah, apparently.
He's a shithead.
Apparently. That's all you need to know about
That's all you need to know.
Denny Chin's a shithead,
What a
apparently.
Fucking payoff.
I don't know if you know this, but Danny Chin, that's the name of that five-year-old kid that was behind you at X-Men Apocalypse. The fucking shithead.
For the listener at home, that all came out of a blow-up doll that is currently being gagged by a chocolate donut hole.
Oh, that's, yeah, I forgot to say there's a donut hole in its mouth.
That is a 100% accurate description. Yeah. Careful, Doug. Donuts. All right.
Do
oh,
it,
boy.
Do it, Doug.
Oh, no.
You check that door for heat?
Doug.
Is that a pussy
Doug,
in your
you
donut, or you just...
Take
donut
it.
In your pussy? I need another wet nap. I should put another donut in its butt. This thing has got...
For the listener at home...
It's got all the holes.
Doug took that blow-up doll and carbo-loaded that pussy. Yeah, you flip it over, Doug. Don't let that thing look at us.
Oh, oh, boy.
We're getting Prince of Tides now. Go watch Prince of Tides if you don't know what that
Whoa.
Means.
Oh, Doug, you just put one in the stink. But if you need to put one in the sink, call my good friend.
Yay!
At Met Pipe. Josh, thank you for being here.
All right, now that that's over with, that's got to be a fun 15 minutes for the listeners.
Horrible. Horrible.
Let's play some games.
Wait, I got my name tag first.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Josh. Tell us about your name tag.
So mine is Harry Potfin in the Order of the Pizza. And it's got a picture of you as Harry Potter, mm-hmm. and then I'm assuming either Harry Pot or Finn sleeping with pizza in the bottom left-hand corner of it.
Yeah, that must be the person whose name tag it is.
Yeah. Well, that would be my guess.
Let me take a,
and is it Finn? Is that who it is? Pot Finn.
Okay. Your name is Pot
Your name
Finn?
Is Pot Finn?
It's a great name.
Wow.
Your name is Pot Finn. That's an amazing name. I don't want to ruin anything, but I totally agree with your shitheads.
We'll see what happens. I feel
Ooh,
like
boy. It
is, I feel this is anybody's game. I think we've got three strong competitors. Josh just watched four movies on a plane, so he's loaded
man,
for
he's
bear.
Crush us. I had so much fucking food this morning, and then these donuts showed up. This is why I'm fat. I'm just like I'm gonna get hungry, and then guess what? Donuts gonna be gone.
Matt, one way to not have to deal with donuts is to not gather them all from the audience.
Doug, you don't understand my plight. If there are boxes of donuts being handed to me, I'm not going to say no to that.
I'm the same way with ellipticals, dude.
See? You see?
You hand Mark Wahlberg an elliptical, he will throw it at someone. Yep. All right, you guys, let's start with a new sensation that's sweeping the nation. It's Jason and Deb's IMDb game. So this will be the first to 5 points or the person with the most points after five rounds. I will start listing the top four of somebody's IMDb page. You buzz in with your own name when you think you know who it might be. You buzz in too early and guess wrong, like after one movie. Then you're subject to -1 point for an incorrect guess. But if you get in the first two or three, then you get a bonus point for each additional movie you can name featuring that same person. Sometimes it's directors, but I'll just say it right now, not today. So there's no confusion. Any questions?
I'm excited, Doug.
I'm ready to win, Doug.
No questions.
Yeah. Thank you, Josh, for summarizing that they just made statements. And of course, no audience help, please, until the very end of the show, after it's over. And you can walk right up to anybody and say a correct answer. We'll all be out on the street waiting. Round one. The first movie is called Ex Machina.
Matt.
All right, he's already making a ballsy play. What do you got, Matt?
You just made me think. You just made me second guess my first guess. All right. Is it Domhnall Gleeson?
No.
Fuck!
There's no reason to be that cruel to those wet ones.
That's a negative fucking point.
I mean, I don't think Dunkin' Donuts would ever sponsor the show, but wet ones should come around. Because those really came in handy. Those came in much more handy than the donuts. All right, here's the second movie. Only Josh or Mark can respond. You're out for now, Matt, but you'll be back soon enough. Inside Llewyn Davis.
Mark.
Who?
Mark.
No, I mean, who do you think it is?
Ooh, for a second, I did think it was me. Oscar Isaacs. Oscar Isaac?
Yes. Because we all know it's not Mark Wahlberg.
I thought it was too easy.
Right? Well, that's why you don't want to jump in too fast, because every movie has a lot of people in it. For the most part. So Mark gets a point, and he can get two more bonus points for guessing two more Oscar Isaac films. No help from the audience, please. Mark, what do you got?
Drive.
That is correct.
What was that independent movie that came out last year?
Ex Machina?
No. Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
That's correct as well. Mark has 3 points.
Say it, Matt.
Matt's so mad at himself.
I'm just
maybe
annoyed.
Maybe you need to throw a donut.
Yeah.
Will that make you feel better?
I think so.
Go mezzanine level.
Oh, I tried to get that right. Hang on. Here, take a munchkin, green shirt. Yes, it's coming at you. That went in the cup! I am so good at beer pong!
Way to go, Matt. Now drink that fucking beer with that donut hole in it.
Yeah. Just chug it.
I don't get a point for that, but whatever.
Yeah, there's no points for accuracy in donut throwing. Plus, I don't think there was ever a point where you were trying to get it in the cup.
Listen, semantics.
That just happened.
Whatever.
All right, here's the next round.
I am the dude perfect of donuts. It's on the internet. It's a big YouTube thing.
X-Men First Class. Some of the audience went. And it made me and Matt laugh. Because that's where we're at.
Impeccable timing. Such good timing.
All right. So the first movie is X-Men First Class. Next one. No, you shut up. I think I told that story earlier just to say no one respects me. I can't even get a 5-year-old to not say stuff when I don't want him to. The next movie is Neighbors. I just have to take a second. Do you see what happens when you do something that's incredibly not funny in a room full of 1,000 people? Try to follow that impulse to be a person that doesn't do that. The listeners probably didn't even hear him.
Nope.
But that was way too soon to yell out,
yeah.
No, you shut up.
Yeah.
But that was a good show too, right? The Paul Tompkins show?
Yeah, it was a great show.
That guy's just probably trying to do some viral marketing for a show that doesn't exist anymore.
Tune in to Fuse in the past.
Okay, here's the third title. Nobody wants to buzz in yet, I guess.
No, I'd rather not.
All right.
I already have a negative point, Doug. I can't risk it.
I like the way you play. 28 weeks later.
Matt.
And the fourth title, if anybody
no,
can...
No, it's me.
I said Matt?
I said Matt.
Oh, I thought you said man. Like you.
That's what I thought. So did I.
Like that was still my don't inner know. Monologue.
Did I say...
Is it James McAvoy?
Who?
James McAvoy? No?
No.
Okay, keep going.
No.
Keep going.
No.
Guys, I'm sorry.
Hang on. Yeah, I gotta write down negative two for
Matt.
No,
you don't have to... You don't have to do anything, Doug. It's your show. You can do whatever you feel like.
I felt like writing down negative two.
Well, that's fair.
Matt, what's your deal, dude? Are you pretending this is golf?
Yeah. I was told the scores were like golf, and I just fucking eagled.
The fourth title for 1 point is Insidious.
Oh, I definitely wouldn't have gotten this anyway. I don't feel bad.
Nobody?
Come on, Pipe Boy.
I have no idea.
No.
Pipe Boy. The answer, of course, is I even couldn't think of her name earlier and then said it out loud. Rose Byrne.
Oh, yeah.
Is the one that was in all those movies. Oh. I liked her a lot in X-Men First Class, and I guess she's in the new one, but I didn't see that much of it. I think the Apocalypse has like 50 characters in it, and only one or two had showed up by the time I bailed. All right.
So far.
Next round. Mark has 3 points. Matt has negative two. And Josh is doing better than Matt.
Second place.
The first movie in this round is Inglourious Basterds.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. You guys can't yell out the names of the people up here and make me think that they threw their own voice into the crowd. The second movie is Prometheus.
Mark.
What do you got, Mark?
Michael Fassbender.
That's correct. That brings you to 4 points, Mark. And to take this game down, all you got to do is you get two guesses to name one Fassbender movie that's in the top four on his IMDb page.
Wrong.
Steve Jobs?
No.
Okay. What the fuck else did this dude make? Who's in for me? X-Men First Class?
That's correct. And then the it's not really a mic drop kind of moment. We're gonna play another game. And
Doug, in my life, everything's a mic drop moment.
It was also one of the gentler mic drops I've ever seen.
Drop a mic like you've been there before. That's my fucking rule.
He just respects the equipment of the Wilbur.
As he should. And the fourth one, for those that are curious and maybe don't have access to IMDb, X-Men Days of Future Past. Yeah. There you go. And Mark may have figured it out. He may not have. But all of the people in the game today that I wrote down are featured in X-Men Apocalypse. And I wrote all this down before I saw it because I was so excited that I was going to see it today. And you can't just bug into the next theater where it's going to start next because every other theater had it in 3D. And I'm not fucking wearing 3D glasses for over 2 hours.
So my McAvoy guess wasn't so bad.
I will say that the ones that they have at this particular theater, the Boston Common, Lowe's, are the ones that are like sunglasses. There's some theaters have these things that are just like so heavy and cumbersome, but so they have the good ones, but I don't think any of them are good. I don't think it ever adds anything to the experience.
Maybe they're cooking my Jack and Coke well done.
Oh yeah,
that's what happened. Is they're really they're really going to make sure it's almost burnt. Just this close to maybe we should order again. Can we get a
Jack and Coke?
Hey, Jack and Coke. Here's the rule.
When you want it really fast, you say rare. When you want it, you can take your time getting me my fucking drink, Donnie. I'll take it medium, medium rare.
Well, why is it automatically Donnie who's getting you your drink?
Because that's his newest privilege.
He gets to get you a drink?
Yes.
And how long did it take him to earn that privilege?
Well, he cleaned the garage. A.K.A. his house.
Uh-huh. So him and Jenny McCarthy live in your house?
Yeah, we got a whole growing pains deal. It's like Mike Seaver. He's living above the fucking garage. And Leonardo DiCaprio is an orphan that lives inside my living room.
All right, so congratulations on winning that game, Mark. And that means you get to go first in this next game, which is known as Last Man Stanton.
Gonna have to throw
Felt like
donut.
Maybe a record number of people. Donut toss?
Oh, I just felt like throwing a donut.
Okay, right. Well, just
one more.
There you go, one more.
It's a good catch. That was a
All
good
right,
catch.
What, you're just gonna keep going? I really have stuff I want to do. Oh, he just ate that one.
Matt, you're the only person I've ever seen throw things with love.
You're love, a real just, gentle donut tosser, which like, used to mean
I just
home
love
section.
My hometown.
No,
guys.
You're like, fuck yeah.
Hometown love, that's right.
You're like the mom. You're like the mom and the rookie. You're just floating it.
Well, maybe if there's time, we'll get rid of every single one of these donuts. There's some really chocolatey ones there that I think also have something in the center.
Yeah,
that's
your,
probably a
Boston
really
cream.
Bad idea to throw those.
Boston cream.
Boston cream?
That's what those donuts are.
There you go.
You know, the pie was invented at the Omni Parker House, which is a couple blocks down there, Doug. Boston cream pie. Home of the...
okay, so we're going to play one round of Last Man Stand for all of the marbles. Oh, there he goes. He gets his drink. Thank you so much for bringing Mr. Wahlberg his beverage. I thought you were like walking off or something. How is it? Is it medium rare?
There's extra protein in it. It's fucking great.
So someone, a record number of people tweeted at me that they had the perfect Last Man Stanton name. A lot of people wrote to me and said, the name I have isn't good at all. Pick me. Lots of different strategies being employed, but I always look for somebody that seems confident and knows what they're talking about, but, you know, how can I know that just from one tweet? But I pick somebody, and that's how it works. Where is D-Train 207? There's a couple different people screaming in different parts of the room. That'd be a tricky way to get your suggestion in, just to pretend you're also that person. But I'm assuming the first manly woo over there is the actual D-Train. I thought it was down there.
No, I think he's up top. Doug, I think he's up top.
Jump down so we can see you.
It's definitely up there. You're definitely him. What's your name again? No, your Twitter name. That's correct. I figured if someone was just jumping in, they might not remember it specifically. They'd fuck it up, and I'd go, wrong!
Full
and
title,
And then
please.
I'd throw a donut at
Doug,
him.
Doug, you were like the podcast version of LifeLock. Verify your identity. What's your Twitter handle? Boom. No one's stealing his social security number.
I just can't see much at all other than the folks up front and in this theater. So I want to make sure the right person's getting picked.
It's so hard to figure out who I'm going to fuck after this show.
That was a fast hand.
That was real quick. That was quick.
Aren't you like happily married?
I meant verbally.
I don't know what that means. All right, so Dalton D-Train. He's going to give us... He's going to suggest an actor or actress. I'll play along because that's how I like to do it. And we'll start with Mark. Then we'll go Matt, Josh, me.
If you can't think of one, you're out, except one time in this game, you can use your lifeline, which is the person or persons whose name tag you picked. So you can go to that once. And D-Train, tell us what we're working with. Matt Damon. Matt Damon. Like,
that's a good
I swear
one.
100% of the time when a person says to me, I've got a name that's never been used, it's been used. But Matt Damon is a good one. So let's go ahead and do it. Starting with Mark Wahlberg. Name any Matt Damon movie.
I'll wait until you guys shut the fuck up. Fuck you all, it's The Departed.
What'd you say?
I told them to go fuck themselves, and then I said the title of the movie is The Departed.
The Departed.
The Departed,
yes.
Okay, yeah. Your accent gets so thick when you're saying the name of a movie where you had a thick accent.
So when I'm in fucking L.A., it's like I could fucking be on Mystery Science Theater Masterpiece, whatever the fuck that shit's called. Then I get here, and I fucking have a couple drinks. I have three or four fights with rocks, and then I'm fucking back in it, motherfucker. It just slips right in. That's
Matt,
what I tell him.
Matt, Damon, Matt.
School ties.
Okay.
Shot in Lowell, Massachusetts. Josh, don't take mine.
Josh?
I'm going to go with Good Will Hunting.
Motherfucker.
God, he's been in so many great comedies, but I think the funniest movie he's been in is The Martian. Back to you, Mark.
I think the funniest movie he's ever been in is Stuck on You.
Okay.
Shot on Nantucket. The Bourne Identity.
Oh, no, that's a can of worms right there. The Bourne Identity.
I forget the other ones.
just grab an adjective or something.
I'll go Ocean's 11.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, there's a can of worms right there.
I mean, I generally don't like to give Bourne ultimatums, but Bourne ultimatum.
Ocean's 12. That works. Is he in the Bourne Supremacy?
Why wouldn't he be? What was the Jeremy Renner one called?
I don't know.
That was called Bourne Legacy. There you
Legacy.
Go.
Legacy. No. Thank
right.
you. Now I won't accidentally say it.
All right. So let's just say we've got through the Bourne movies. What do you got, Josh?
I'll do Ocean 13.
Yeah, let's get through. Let's get those off the table as well.
Pulling them off.
Let's get those over with. And let's go with The Rainmaker.
Nice.
Mark.
Rounders. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Check, check, check all night long. I'm going to go with Dogma.
Oh, shit, yeah.
The Informant.
Whoa! Is there any punctuation in that title? Yes, there is, Josh. There's an exclamation point at the end.
The Informant!
Yes. Yeah, you got to say it very excitedly. Didn't really catch on with people, but I certainly yelled it when I bought my ticket. Sir, stop yelling. Don't yell at me. Shit. I'm going to go with, I think he was, don't please. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Damn it. Elysium.
Yes, Elysium.
Oh, nice, Mark. That was great.
I'll go new canon. I don't give a fuck.
I couldn't remember or spell that title. Matt.
Fucking bro, Matt Damien, what were you in?
You don't forget about your lifeline. Don't guess something that's wrong when you got a lifeline.
Okay. Hang on, guys. I'm just thinking of his gorgeous, gorgeous eyes. He's got some beefy arms. He's a handsome guy. And he is in some movies. I'm going to name one of them, Doug.
You like blew out School Ties, second movie in the game. The rest of us might not have thought of that.
I burned it. Shouldn't have burned it so early.
Go to your lifeline. Because also going to lifelines helps you to jog your memory of other movies, too.
Joe and or Fred, I have two lifelines. Which of you has the correct answer?
What, does he get a lifeline from every fucking donut person he grabs?
No, just the name tag, people. What do you guys got? Do you have one? The talented Mr. Ripley. Nice.
That is worth a donut.
For yourself?
Nope, that was off. Nope, that was off.
A little off.
And if I got chocolate on you, I have wet naps, and I'm sorry. If I got ruined a shirt, you let me know. I'll buy you a new one
clothes.
At the Macy's Men's. Or ladies.
All right, Matt. Sit down. Josh,
but was he in We Bought a Zoo?
Yeah, he was.
Was he in it? He was the fucking star.
He was the zoo.
He was the Wii of We Bought a Zoo. He's a title character. I don't know. I don't know what you're. Oh, okay. They're yelling. Go. Good job, Josh. But it always scares me. I think you're yelling out titles. I gotta go with. You know. His career has had some ups and downs. He's had to do some things that aren't as well known as his other movies. You guys might not know this one. Saving Private Ryan. Mark?
I could do Matt Damon, Melly Turner movies all day, bro. Courage Under Fire.
Yes!
Nice. He was so skinny in that movie! Fuck!
So fucking skinny. It's okay, Matt.
It's not okay, Doug. I'm going to lose everything.
You're losing with dignity.
I'm losing everything but weight.
Hey, Josh and Matt, just remember, if either one of you end up winning, I let you.
Then you just get up and leave for a while. Oh, it's a loud motorcycle going by. Or somebody defarted. Come on, Matt.
I'm trying.
Just picture that Matt Damon face doing stuff.
I am, and it's gorgeous.
We've done a good job here, I think.
Yeah.
But the audience knows some, and I think I've got another one.
You can't Maybe do TV, Josh does. Right? You can't.
Just, no TV,
can't
man.
Plop a TV show.
Go on Doug Loves TV sometime.
I would love to. Thank you for inviting me.
No such thing.
Oh.
You got to give up, man.
I know.
He gives
I
up.
Know.
He's giving up. Oh, somebody said, come on, Mud Crutch. Come on, MC. Valiant effort, though, and everybody loves your donut tossing. Josh.
I got one. I'm good.
He's good.
He was in a small part in Eurotrip.
Yes.
Think you can just come in here and lay some fucking pipe like that?
That's how I do it. That's how I do it.
Stop yelling at us. I'm trying to think. Matt is putting on his new shirt, showing off the logo.
Guys,
in case anybody needs.
Just, you know, do me a favor. Go to www.metpipe.com.
It's great. It's great.
Check out everything they have to offer. If you want some Kohler, some Delta, all the best name brands are there. If you need some work done, you want to get your pipes ready for winter. I know it's May, but it happens. You call up my good friends, 1-800-MET-PIPE. And
Hey, Matt, I got to thank you real quick for giving me the time I needed to think of a Matt Damon title. Promised Land, motherfuckers. Mark?
I got one.
Oh, shit. Way too late.
Hey, Pat.
Oh, we're going to Pat. Depatted. Adjustment Bureau. Very good.
Wow. You're welcome.
I did, you know why I didn't think of that one? Because I call that movie Hat Squad. Josh, and don't forget about your lifeline.
Oh, I was calling on him.
Marcus, you got one?
Oh.
You got one?
Interstellar,
of course.
I don't know.
That
the second
sense.
Funniest movie
that
after The Martian. I'm going to go with Team America World Police. Matt Damon is in it. You can't argue with that. They call him Matt Damon. He says, I'm Matt Damon. Mark.
Is he in the sequel to Good Will Hunting?
Is that a thing?
That was fictionalized in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Gotcha. Mm. I think he might be out, buddy.
Yeah. About, yeah,
I think he might be done.
Yeah. I think I might have to let a normal person win one.
It is pretty sweet if Josh wins this thing.
You know what, Josh? You're welcome.
You got one more just to rub it in, Josh?
I don't think I do. No.
You don't?
No.
I'm out.
I
but you're
I
our winner. Who else do we miss? What else?
Everybody yell at once. Holy shit.
Can we go one at a time, please? One at a time.
Yeah, one at a time, you guys. We said stuck on you.
We said stuck on you. True Grit.
True Grit. True Grit.
Can I say the one I... Oh, fuck it.
Chasing Amy.
Was
Chasing
he the
Amy.
Voice in Titan A.E.? That I knew that one.
Green Zone. Green Zone.
Green Zone.
Hereafter.
The Hereafter. That's
hereafter,
right. Brothers Grimm.
Oh,
Invictus?
Yeah. Mystic Pizza.
Wow.
Deep pull.
Wow.
People love Matt Damon in these parts.
Matt Damon went to Cambridge Ringe in Latin right across the Charles.
Right. Congratulations to Josh for being our winner today.
There you go, Potvin. Wear all that Metropolitan Pipe attire very proudly. I hope you need a shower head.
Oh, Potvin.
Like, when I'm trying to talk, you guys won't shut the fuck up, and when I'm not near your microphone, you all
sorry.
Get quiet.
I was just so sad about losing, Doug. So badly, and then I was looking at the donuts.
I was letting people look at me.
Don't watch me watch the donuts. Oh, now you're just...
Oh,
Jesus.
I don't know what's happening
towards
now.
The stage so they can pass them however they'd like.
I think people sitting up front don't even want donuts.
No one wanted donuts up front?
Oh, she wants one.
You want a donut? You want to choose? Here, take that. There you go. Those share yours. With your table around. Do you guys like some munchkins?
Matt, you need to open a
you're
bakery.
You're taking all the fun out of it.
You would be the greatest fucking
out.
Baker. The little league teams would come in. You'd be like, what do you fucking kids want?
Hi, kids. What do you need? Time to make the donuts. Dude. He's dead.
I can't wait till we make a movie together. I'll put you in a movie so fucking quick.
That's a good point. Do you have a line for us, Mark?
You guys want to do some fucking lines?
Okay, we're running out of time, so let's just do one. make it sexy? What?
For the person who told me to make it sexy, I was born this way. Look, I feel good. You look good. You feel good.
Holy shit, our baby is so ripped.
I came out doing fucking sit-ups, bro. In the womb. All right, here we go. But he did it. He kissed a woman that day. He kissed her long and hard, and we were banned from the pool forever.
It is the fucking Sandlot!
Sandlot! Josh does it again!
Holy shit!
Followed by Mark Wahlberg's gentle mic drop. You should get that, trademarked. Mark Wahlberg's gentle mic drop.
Done. You just trademarked
it. Where you don't damage the equipment, but you still get your point across.
Dude, if you do a flare, look how fucking good this looks. For the listener at home, you should have bought a fucking ticket.
I don't know what either of the shitheads are on the back of these name tags, so when I say them, I'm hoping they're just references I don't get and that everyone will love it. Let's start with Josh, though. One more time, the name of your company
is Metropolitan Pipe and Supply. And then, thank you. And now also because everybody does, I also have a podcast. It's
fucking bury the lead.
I know. It's called Off the Wagon. We talk about sports mostly, but then get into other shit as well.
Are you drinking while you do it or something?
Oh, we're definitely drinking. Yeah,
that's why it's called Off the Wagon?
Yeah. And so, so if you search Off the Wagon, you can also follow us on Twitter at Wagon Sports.
All right, geez, I'll do it.
Well, there you go. See, that wasn't for the wife up there. That wasn't money poorly spent. He got some promo for his podcast.
That's right.
Worked out great. What? Lay that pipe?
Lay that pipe. You should end every podcast by saying that.
Lay that pipe.
And remember, kids, lay that pipe. It can get you pretty far, right. Trust me.
Well, that'll be that's a good hashtag for the show when I tweet about it. Lay that pipe. And what do you got to plug, Matt Myra?
I'm writing on the new season of Fameless, which is David Spade's prank show on True TV. New season premieres in August.
Nice.
And the first episode of that season, I wrote this crazy prank where I convinced some poor girl that the world was being invaded by aliens and she believed it. which just means Trump's going to win.
All right, and Mark Wahlberg, what's going on with you, buddy?
Obviously, I love you, Dorchester. Secondly, you can check out seasons 8, 9, all the way up through 19 of Wahlburgers. We've already fucking sold that. I got some great movies coming out, one about the oil tanker, one about the marathon here, where we're going to fucking show some shit being done right in this fucking city where people save motherfuckers. And then, on the lighter side of things, June 10th, come see me live at North Bar in Chicago. I'm going to be there 8 o'clock doing fucking shows and giving back to people by letting them look at me. You're welcome.
That's a great idea. Just get people to pay a cover and come in and just look at you.
Yeah, I'm basically doing the Shia LaBeouf thing, except people want it.
That's probably what you also thought about Transformers. DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates and deets. And I'm going to be in New York City on Monday. And tickets for the October 8th DougLoves Movies here at the Wilbur are on sale now.
Get those tickets, kids.
What?
I said get those tickets, kids.
Yeah, get them, kids. I think they're all adults. I don't know what that was.
It was more of my people.
Oh, it's another... Oh, Josh, you got to tell your people to shut the fuck up. Okay, we got it.
Boy, Josh.
Your support has been noted. He won. There's no reason to rub it in.
You saved 20 fucking kids from being uggos, and this is what happens?
It's Matt's like, Matt's going to meet all the rest of the donuts on this stage because he's so sad he lost. But okay, seriously, that's enough.
What the fuck are you like?
I don't care who it was. Just stop yelling shit out. The show's over. One more time for Mark Wahlberg, Matt Myra, and Josh Brown. No, Matt, enough. Just leave him on the stage. Not near the people. Get your ass crack out of my face. You'd think we had two plumbers on the stage from the size of that ass crack. As always, like, it's so funny. You put him right by people and they're not even touching him. Gotta get him near people that want him, I guess. No? Don't eat donuts just because I'm forcing them on you. Here, I'll put them over here. People can walk up to the front of the stage after and grab them. That is a sad state of affairs when we have too many donuts to throw. Like, there's not enough time to throw all of them. Well, that's nice of you. She's passing them all around. All right. I just want to kick one of these hard so badly. No. No, because that could potentially hurt somebody. As always, and thanks you guys for being here. This was so much fun. '93 North is a shithead? Maybe I should have said that one second. And Jeremy Latour is a shithead. Yeah, I blew it. Play the theme.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his-